In this episode of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers prepare for the Chiefs this weekend. Todd Bowles says that Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has only gotten better since the Bucs have played him last. And Todd Bowles says that Chris Godwin and Julio Jones may participate in some manner in practice this afternoon. We'll talk about all of that and more next on this edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast. Keep it right here.
Minutecast Media. 10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minutecast starts right now.
Bucs on 3, 1, 2, 3, Bucs!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minutecast.
Well, hello and welcome into this edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find this podcast on the Bucs Report. Check them out online, bucsreport.com. You can also find this podcast on YouTube. Just search for the Bucs Report. And of course, this podcast is available wherever you get your audio podcasts. Just search for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minutecast and hit that subscribe button. That way you will know when the new episodes are available. My name is Dan Holney. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. And before we get going here and just start talking about football, there are some bigger things going on. I am a million miles away from Florida, but I do cover this team. And my heart really goes out to the people in Florida right now who are going through a pretty major storm in Hurricane Ian. So I've watched the videos. I haven't experienced it. But again, my hearts and my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that is experiencing what has been called one of the worst, if not the worst, hurricanes in Florida history. So again, my hearts and my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Florida. Everyone that's in Tampa and just the greater Florida area that's been affected by this. I hope that everything ends up going out okay, and your homes were left intact. If that's all possible, I hope that that's the case. But let's get it going on some football here and talking about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers as they take on the Chiefs this weekend. And just talking about some news here. What is one of the biggest problems that the Buccaneers have faced this year is a lack of offense. And why have they had a lack of offense? Well, you could point to Chris Godwin being out. Chris Godwin was penciled in and slated as being a starter this season. And, you know, he got injured and it was not really from getting hit during any kind of play, but he just kind of tweaked it and it ended up being his hamstring, not re-aggravating his knee injury. But in any case, the Bucs really need some offensive power. And then last week you were minus Mike Evans, a big contributor on this team for many years. And he missed a game because of a suspension for standing up for Brady and getting in a shoving match there. But in any event, we will have Mike Evans back, and Chris Godwin and Julio Jones are going to practice to some extent. And I guess it remains to be seen what role they will play Sunday, but you know, like I talked about in the previous podcast, this Bucs team has got to find a way to get that offense going again. And if it's at all possible, I think wouldn't that be great at some point this season if they could get Gronkowski to come back to this team? I know it's a bit of a Hail Mary pass. Don't get me wrong, but I do think that it is possible. I mean, this is going to be Tom Brady's last season in the NFL and his last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, you know, maybe he could call a friend and see if he could help him out. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST. That's get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code at MINUTECAST. With promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. And thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring the show. So Devin White says his main job last week was to keep Aaron Jones in check, and he feels like he did a pretty good job of that, barring one play where he got greedy. And I don't think that anyone's ever going to doubt Devin White's level of compete and what he brings to this team. He is an integral part. And, you know, I think that, you know, Devin White can take it a little bit easy on himself there. The Bucs famously chased Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes all over the field in the last Super Bowl they played together. Shaq Barrett, who had eight pressures in that game, thinks the Bucs pass rush has the opportunity to have a big performance this weekend, too. And this is a bit of a different Bucs team, of course, than it was back then. You know, they had the offense going on all cylinders. That has not been the case so far. I know that we're only a couple games into the season, but, you know, this Bucs team has got to find a way to figure it out. Running back Leonard Fournette says he knows that coaches will keep him in his workload by using Rashad White and Keyshawn Vaughn more, but he has trained his body to be able to handle a lot of running and blocking in a game. And, you know, that's one of the cases where, you know, Leonard Fournette is always the kind of guy that he wants to take every play out there that he possibly can. But, you know, this is a long season. The football season is a long season, not, you know, necessarily long in terms of, you know, months in the calendar, but it's long in the regard that you put your body through its paces. And we need Leonard Fournette to be playing as much as he possibly can. Lord knows this team is struggling with a production. We definitely do not need Leonard Fournette out of the mix. A silver lining of the Bucs relocation this week, Leonard Fournette says he is really enjoying getting to interact with all of his teammates' families who made the trip down. And it's always a good opportunity if you can, you know, take an opportunity like that to reconnect. Byron Leftwich says he's going to do more to get rookie Rashad White involved in the offense through the game. And that's one of the things that you're going to have to do is, you know, to a certain extent, when I watch these games and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is it just Leonard Fournette running the ball every play out there? I mean, they got Keyshawn Vaughn. They have Rashad White out there. Why is it that they're not getting any snaps or they're not getting any work out there? So I think that, you know, with a lack of production, these last couple games are going to kind of have to shake it up a little bit and see if they can get some more offensive production. Mike Evans says he's feeling fresh after his unfortunate suspension last week, so that's positive. He is not on the injury report this week, and there was never any really concern about his health per se. It was just the fact that he was suspended. Mike Evans says if the Bucs can be physical on offense and run the ball well, it will force the Chiefs to play more than coverage, which is what the Bucs want. And, you know, one of the things that you can say, you know, the biggest difference between, you know, the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl and this year is that the Chiefs that year had a bunch of injuries. And, you know, conversely, if you take a look at the Bucs, they were getting a lot more offensive production. Mahomes really seems dialed in this year. I've watched a couple games on NFL Red Zone and, you know, just his passing plays are just top notch. So this Bucs team is going to have to be ready for a tall task of taking on one of the greats at QB in Mahomes. And like I say, they are going to have their work cut out for them. Pass game coordinator coach Larry Foote on Devin White's play this season. He's into it. He's fired up, flying around. He's taken it up another notch in terms of understanding how opposing offenses are trying to attack the Bucs. Tom Brady says he feels like sports have always brought people together and have an amazing way of healing wounds. And you are seeing people kind of reaching out to the Bucs, even competitors. I saw on the New Orleans Saints Twitter feed that their heart's going out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they are, you know, bitter rivals. It does. It kind of brings everything together. You know, tragedy oftentimes will do that. I mean, you take a look back on 9/11, for example, or different catastrophes, Hurricane Katrina, those kind of things. Sometimes it's things like that that can really unify, you know, a state or a region or an entire country. And, you know, if I don't want that to happen, but, you know, if there is some unity, if there is a silver lining in this, then that is a positive, of course. All right. So after the break here, we are going to continue to talk around about some of the headlines surrounding your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also about Patrick Mahomes is thinking about playing in the NFL at 45 like Tom Brady. Is that a possibility? You know, I don't know if that is. I don't think there's a lot of guys out there that can do that, but we will talk about that after the break. And if you're listening to this in audio version, just hang tight. This ad runs for about a minute 20. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast, and thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this show. Once again, get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. So in this next segment, we are going to talk about Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes is thinking about playing in the NFL at 45 like Tom Brady. And you know, color me skeptical. I don't know if that's the case. One of the things I can say about Patrick Mahomes, he's an excellent quarterback, but he suffers from one of the things that a lot of the younger quarterbacks suffer from, and that's happy feet. If there's no passing play, he runs the football. And what does that mean? That means you are opening yourself up to the potential of major injury. And if you don't think that's true, take a look at RG3 out there. I mean, take a look back at him. He was lauded as being one of the next greatest quarterbacks of all time. And what happened? He got hit so many times that he doesn't even play in the NFL anymore. So, you know, guys like Mahomes that like to run the football a lot, I mean, maybe he will. Maybe I'll be wrong and he will be playing at 45, but I don't think that there's a lot of Tom Brady's out there. And why is Tom Brady still playing at 45? Why? Because he plays out of the pocket. He rarely runs the football and he doesn't try to be the hero if there's nothing open. You know, he'll take the sack or he'll throw the football away. He's not going to run with the football 9 times out of 10. And I know that Tom Brady doesn't pride himself in being a great runner, but I'm okay with that because, you know, if there's a worst case scenario for the Bucs or for the Chiefs or any team, is that if your starting quarterback gets injured because he's running with the football and he tweaks his knee or, you know, fill in the blank injury, that leave it up to the running backs, leave it up to the wide receivers, that kind of thing. Don't put yourself in that position to get injured. This was a story in ESPN. Patrick Mahomes turned 27 years old. So reaching age 45 is still nearly two decades away, but he sees Tom Brady playing successfully at that age and said this week he would like to be playing at 45 as long as he's playing well enough to make himself happy. And that's an interesting thing for him to say. I don't know if you saw the comment that Aaron Rodgers made. He said, you know, I see that Tom Brady's playing at 45, but I got other things that I'd like to be doing too. And, you know, that is an interesting thing to say, because if you've seen Aaron Rodgers out there and you do a comparison between Brady and Rodgers, Brady's quite a bit older than Rodgers and Brady looks substantially younger. So it's all about the lifestyle that you lead. I want to play as long as I can and I still have a chance to help the team get better, said Mahomes, who will face Brady for the sixth time on Sunday night when the Kansas City Chiefs face Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. Obviously, it's hard to play until you're 45, and I don't want to be out there just hanging on. And I think you see what Tom is, that he's still playing at a very high level, and I think that's why it's hard for him to give it up when you're playing at a high level, Mahomes said. So for me, I'm going to try to keep my body in the best shape possible, and as long as they let me play and I can play at a high level, I'll be out there. And, you know, that is quite a statement for a man of 27 years old to say. You know, let's see if he actually feels like doing that when he's 45 years old. I can say from being 45 years old personally myself that I could not see myself doing what those guys do, running a football out there and being in that top physical condition. I am not comparing myself to Brady or Mahomes, mind you, but I can just kind of relate to what Tom Brady is feeling. Mahomes is 2-3 against Brady, including a 1-2 when Brady was playing for the New England Patriots. Brady has the two biggest wins, 37-31 victory with the Patriots in the 2018 AFC Championship game and a 31-9 rout over the Chiefs in the last Super Bowl. Mahomes said that he envies Brady's success on and off the field. It's special to see the things that he's done in this league, the way he's able to change the position with longevity and great success, Mahomes said. That's the crazy part. I mean, if you look at his career, there's never really been a down year. He's always been great and had a great season and found ways to get even better. He's done stuff off the field that hasn't impacted him on the field, but still made his legacy even greater. And those are quite the accolades coming from Mahomes, and a good tip of the hat, I got to say. And you got to give respect to Tom Brady, because whether you're a fan of the Buccaneers or the Patriots or whatever, you got to respect a guy who is the greatest of all time. And, you know, that's not conjecture. That's not hearsay. That's not opinion. That is the fact that he has 7 Super Bowl rings and has all sorts of records that he's broke in his time playing football. So for Mahomes to give the tip of the hat, because, I mean, I don't want to diminish what Mahomes is. He is one heck of a quarterback as well. But, you know, it's a bit ambitious for him to say that he is going to be doing the same things that Brady's doing. All right. So after the break here, we are going to continue to talk about the Bucs as they prepare for the Chiefs this weekend. We'll talk about that after the break. Today's episode of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast is brought to you by Manscaped. To get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back to this edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast as your Tampa Bay Buccaneers prepare to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. It will be a formidable opponent, make no mistake about it. So the Bucs have got to be prepared to get out there and get that offense going, because that has been missing from this Bucs team. And you know, what kind of strings are they going to have to pull? What are they going to have to do? It's just going to be an interesting game to look for out there. So kind of looking at the injury report out there, Tom Brady still says right finger, Russell Gage hamstring, Chris Godwin hamstring, Logan Hall groin, Akeem Hicks foot, Julio Jones knee, Breshad Perriman knee hamstring, Donovan Smith elbow. So there are a plethora of injuries that that are facing this Buccaneers team. You know, not all of them are going to prohibit those players from playing. Like, I don't think that Tom Brady is not going to play because of a messed up finger, but it is something to consider going forward, just because, you know, sometimes those lingering injuries can kind of have a bigger impact than you think. All right, so to close out the show, we are going to talk about a really great moment from the owner of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Glazer family, to donate $1 million to Hurricane Ian relief efforts. And just a really class act for the Glazers to do this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play their Sunday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs at Raymond James Stadium amid a backdrop of devastation caused by Hurricane Ian on a large part of the state of Florida. The Buccaneers hope their game will be a source of comfort for a community facing difficult times, but the team's ownership also intends to make a more direct contribution to the efforts to rebuild. On Thursday, the Glazer family announced that it will donate $1 million to assist in relief efforts across the state. The donation will be allocated to organizations that are providing support to those who have been most impacted by the storm in Southwest Florida and throughout the state. The destruction suffered in Southwest Florida and the damage inflicted throughout our state will be felt for some time, said Buccaneers co-owner Darcy Glazer. It will take an entire community resiliency working together for an extended period, and our family is committed to aiding in the recovery. Our thoughts and prayers are with the countless people affected, the heroic first responders, and all of the people helping to keep others safe. Hurricane Ian did particularly catastrophic damage to such communities as Cape Coral, Fort Myers, and Sanibel. after making landfall on Wednesday, in addition to the destruction caused by extremely heavy winds and storm surges, millions of Floridians were left without power. Ian is one of the most devastating storms ever to hit Florida or any part of the United States. And just to close out the show here, once again, my heart, my prayer, my thoughts go out to the people that live in Florida that have been most impacted by this storm. And I really hope that, you know, they are able to get their things back together again. I hope that they can get their lives back together again. I know that these storms are devastating. Where I'm from, it's not so much these kind of storms. It's mostly snowstorms where we get many feet of snow. But my heart, my thoughts go out to the people of Florida, like the areas that they listed, Fort Myers and that area, which seems to have had the most impact by Ian. Just again, I hope that, you know, everything ends up going out and, you know, people will end up being okay after this storm is over here. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast, and I'll talk to you again next time.